Hertfordshire's annual music festival, Stand and Calling, is back again this summer, and we have festival founder and director Alex Trenchard on the line. Hello, Alex.
Hello, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. How about yourself?
I'm very, very excited today.
It's a big announcement today. Last year, we had a chat and we started off by saying, do you agree this is the strongest lineup yet? And I've got to ask you the same question again. So what do you think about
Paul, I say that every year. And, you know, half the time when a promoter says that, they're slightly kind of talking out of the proverbial. But this year, I'm completely confident that it's not only our biggest ever lineup, but our most current and also our most relevant lineup for a festival that happens in Hertfordshire.
Tell us through the headliners, because they're all announced now, aren't they?
So they're all announced now. So back in December, we already had announced Brian Ferry in the 45th anniversary of Roxy Music, which is quite a coup. And I know that Brian Ferry's got some plans up his sleeve for that. But today we're adding our next two headliners, along with a large number of support acts. So we're very excited to announce that Paloma Faith will headline the Friday night, and George Ezra headlines the Saturday night.
George Ezra, of course, is a local boy, so it's a bit of a homecoming for him, isn't it?
Well, it's going to be a homecoming show. So George grew up in Hertford, which is under 50 minutes from the festival site. His family have been coming to the festival for years, and every year for the past years I've had the same conversation, which is like, when is George going to come and play? And they've always like smiled sweetly, and George Ezra is coming to lead a homecoming show, which is amazing. Also in the year that he's got a new album out, which is fantastic. So we think it's a huge coup.
And it's not just about those three, because you've announced a lot of other artists as well.
Well, we have, but I mean, I'm also very excited about Paloma Faith, who played the festival 9 years ago. Stand and Calling is all about performance. And there is no one like Paloma Faith in terms of spectacle. So I'm really looking forward to her kicking off the Friday night. But yes, I mean, as you say, we've also announced a whole load of other acts. Django Django, Goldfrapp, The Horrors, Marabou State, The Amazons, Little Sims. And then not only those acts are already established, but there's a few kind of hotly tipped acts such as Pale Waves and Shame, who there's been a lot of representation in the Sounds of 2018 lists. The list goes on: Ibibio Sound Machine, Tom Walker, Flamen Gods, Confidence Man, Sam Fender, Dream Wife. We can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. And then we've also got a whole load more announcements to come at the end of towards the end of February.
Because it's not just about headliners and big names, because you support local music and local acts as well, don't you?
Well, exactly. I mean, the festival has always been very grassroots. I started off with a game of kick the can in a garden and a barbecue, like barbecuing, so you know, roast leg of lamb. And we have always been about, you know, the emerging acts, and they're now household names. But, you know, Paloma Faith, when she last played 9 years ago, she was very much an emerging act, as were Mumford & Sons when they played, and all the other, you know, Florence and the Machine. And I think, you know, for Standen, that's what it is. It's about mixing, you know, emerging acts, local acts, with the big headliners or household names like Paloma Faith, George Ezra, or legends like Brian Ferry.
And of course, Standen isn't just about music either, because you've got lots lined up for kids and families as well.
We've got a lot lined up for kids and families. We've also last week we announced our story for 2018. Which is under the grandly name title of Stand and Calling Presents the Future, which we are very excited about. So we're inviting our audience to choose their future, and we're going to build four different worlds on site: Utopia, Dystopia, Earth 2.0, and Cosmos. Inviting our audience to come and dress up according to, and then spend their time in whichever zone thinks suits them best.
Excellent.
It's not only that, we've, as you say, we've increasingly we have more and more kids, Last year we had over 3,000 under 13s, quite something, and we're really adding to our kids' lineup. So horrible histories are coming to tell us about the past, ironically, in our future theme year. And then anyone with like younger kids who knows Andy Day will know Andy Day is coming to play with his band Andy Day and the Odd Sox. We're looking to create make a Guinness Book of Records for the most number of people who've been in one place wearing Odd Socks.
Right.
I'm not sure if the Guinness Book of Records will carry it, but we're going to give it a shot.
Okay, and you've also got there's an Indie Kids Disco as well.
Yes, so that's I've got a 9-year-old and a 7-year-old now, so I'm very much sort of falling into that category. And surprisingly, whenever I try and book sort of new and current acts, my kids tell me it's boring, and they want to put on the music that I listened to growing up. So this is very much for my sons, so we can have a little party on the Saturday before the afternoon's acts take to the main stage.
That's great. All festival goers know that festival foods can be often bad, but at Stand and Calling, you take it very seriously, don't you? It's a lot better than that.
Yeah, I mean, I think food, you only need to turn on the TV to see how much, food's all around us, and we're all taking our food more and more seriously. But festival food's an interesting one for me, because, you're at a festival for 3 or 4 days, and it's really about, for me, it's about being able to eat the best possible food without spending hours eating it. So with that philosophy, rather than doing the sort of too much down the pop-up restaurant direction, which is great if you've got time on your hands, but for me, if I want to go and see Paloma Faith, George Ezra, Django, and all the and Goldfrapp, I haven't got time to sit around eating dinner. So our philosophy is very much to focus on the best street food that you can buy. And so we've spent every year we spend months and months working with my food creator Nigel. Nigel spends a lot of time traveling the country trying to find the best food stands he possibly can, and this year is going to be no exception, and we'll be announcing them probably in the spring.
That's great. So when can we expect more announcements on what's happening at Stand?
So today the focus has very much been on our live side of things. We've got a few more live acts to announce, but the main thrust of the next announcement is going to be our electronic lineup, and that is the lineup that keeps us all partying into the early hours. And I'm really, really excited about this year, because we've secured pretty big headliners for the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of our dance lineup. It's the kind of dance party music that brings everyone together, which is what Stand and Calling is all about. But I'm not ready to tell you what the dates are yet, but it's going to be towards the end of February.
And Alex, we've got a bit of a joint announcement to make, because we're actually partnering up together for the first time this year.
Well, Paul, finally, we've been having these conversations for quite a while, and I'm actually pretty excited that we both waited until the year that we're introducing our best ever lineup. So we're extremely excited to be partnering with Phoenix, and I can't wait to see you guys on site.
Well, we do know that Stand and Calling is taking place from the 26th to the 29th of July, just a couple of miles outside Bishop Stortford, just 40 minutes from Brentwood. And there's more details at standand-calling.com. So, Alex, thank you very much for chatting with us this morning. We're looking forward to this year's event.
I can't wait. And thanks for talking to me, Paul.